As we wrap up the day's top business news here on Money Talk with MoneyWeb on Radio 2000, we discuss the cost of illness leading to absenteeism at work. Risk and Knowledge Executive at Occupational Health South Africa, Rechi Stichling, joins us for this discussion. Good evening, Rechi.
Good evening to you.
Take us through the link between employee health productivity and absenteeism.
Productivity and absenteeism actually direct link. If we look at employee health, the minute that your employees aren't healthy, you know that your productivity are definitely not going to be the way and the level that you would like to have it in your company. So looking at employee health, those two are directly linked to your human capital and making sure that they are healthy people.
Right. Now, give us the numbers here. On average, what are we looking at when we speak about illness leading to absenteeism at work? What is expected and what have you seen?
What we have seen is that people, our employees, on average, the statistical information that we have gathered in our own environment is that 10 to 15% of the people that are off are taking leave, sick leave, not for really being ill, but it might be other reasons. And then, you know, that mostly if you look at the numbers, that the employees taking sick leave at times have got difficulties to get to work, have got problems at home, especially if you look at the mothers, the female workers.
Some of the illnesses, Rechi, that make it on the list, flu during winter is one of those, sleep disorders. Take us through some of those.
Okay, if we look at flu, and I think there's really at the moment, if you look nationally and the experience I know in Gauteng at the moment, the flu season is really heavy, hectic, and they are affected a lot. And especially it goes over, the flu goes over into upper respiratory conditions like sinusitis and that. So, you know, you take off one day or you stay at work because you've got the flu, and then after 2 days, not better, you actually then make sure that you get the other workers as well, not affected by that. And it then takes up to 5 to 7 days to stay off just because of the flu that they've got from somewhere. So it's really, it's the effect of 1 day, 2 day feeling sick, take up a lot of days then at the end.
Having said that, what does the research say about the cost implications in this regard?
The bottom line is that it can really cost the companies a lot of money, up to, you know, look at their payroll and taking off 30% of the people off at times. It can make sure that cost implications, if the sick absenteeism rate is running high, they have got the cost implications can really be indicated per company.
Right. Lastly, Rechi, what can be done by both employees and employers to mitigate such circumstances, in your view?
In my view, I think the most important thing is that you have to intervene and actively participate in specific strategic interventions in your company. So main number one is you have to identify where are those problem areas, the high-risk employees. Once you have identified the source, one should then make sure that you have put in place a process where you involved all the stakeholders, and I'm talking from human resource, line management, and your occupational health or your workplace health people on site to address the absenteeism issues on site proactively, and not that it has been seen as a punitive action from the worker's side, but that they can see, listen, people are really looking after me and they're caring for me. So that's one thing, involve your stakeholders. The second thing is to make sure that your policies and procedures are in place. And reference here to is specifically your return to work. a person that has been off long and you've got an occupational health services on site should actually then go by the clinic to get a fitness for duty recommendation, just to make sure that the person are fit for his job that he has been employed to do. So in a nutshell, stakeholder involvement, your policies and procedure, the correct information and data, and then also make sure that you train your line managers so that they know how to manage the people on site.
We'll leave it there. Thank you so much for your input. Risk and Knowledge Executive at Occupational Health South Africa, Regie Stechling, is discussing the cost of illness leading to absenteeism here on Money Talk with Moneyweb on Radio 2000.